This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorn. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How the family method changes the way you practice patient hearing with relatives who trigger your deepest reactions. 6 steps to stay calm and truly listen when family pushes your hardest buttons. In short, patient hearing with family is not about staying silent. It is about staying present, where every instinct tells you to defend, counter, or retreat. Family conversations carry shared history that makes genuine listening almost impossible without a clear structure to hold you steady. The family method gives you 6 concrete steps to hear a difficult relative without losing yourself in the reaction. You can learn this. It takes practice, not talent. Definition: patient hearing method refers to a structured approach to listening during emotionally charged conversations, in which you stay attentive and non-reactive long enough for the other person to feel genuinely heard. It requires deliberate preparation, emotional regulation, and the discipline to suspend your response until you have truly understood. You sat down to have a reasonable conversation. Maybe it was about money, or a decision your sibling made, or something your parents said at the last gathering that still stings. You told yourself this time would be different, and then something shifted. A tone, a phrase, a look you've seen 1,000 times before. Within 60 seconds you were no longer listening. You were preparing your response, or swallowing your anger, or shutting down entirely. The conversation ended the same way it always does. I know this pattern well. I lived it for years before I understood what was actually happening. You were not just talking to a person. You were talking to a lifetime of shared history, and that history made patient hearing nearly impossible without a real structure to support it. In Say It Right Every Time, I call the structured approach to this challenge the family method. It is a 6-step framework drawn from chapter 9 of that book, built specifically for navigating family conversations where the emotional stakes are highest and the capacity for genuine listening is lowest. What follows is the full method, taught in enough detail that you can apply it the next time a relative triggers your deepest reactions. Why structure is the only thing that works when family triggers you? Most people believe patience is a character trait. Either you have it or you do not. But patient hearing is a skill, and like every skill, it collapses under pressure unless you've practiced a reliable system. Family pressure is unlike any other kind. The person across from you has known you since before you knew yourself. They can hurt you in ways a colleague never could, and they can do it with a single sentence because they know exactly which sentences land. Without a framework, you default to your oldest patterns: fight, withdraw, or appease. None of those options involve listening. The value of a clear method is that it gives your brain something to reach for when emotion floods in. Structure does not eliminate the feeling. It gives you path through it, so the conversation has a chance of going somewhere useful. The family method, a framework for patient hearing with difficult relatives. As I outline and Say It Right Every Time, the family method is designed for exactly the moments when listening feels impossible. Each letter represents one step. Together, they form a process that builds patient hearing into the structure of the conversation itself, not as an afterthought, but as the architecture. Framework 1. F. Find the right time and place. What it is, the deliberate choice of when and where a difficult family conversation happens. What it is designed for. Preventing the conversation from starting under conditions that guarantee failure. How it works. Number 1. Assess the conditions. Ask yourself, is this person fed, rested, and not already upset about something else? Am I? Patient hearing requires a basic level of calm that cannot exist when either person is flooded, rushed, or cornered. Number 2. Choose the setting. A private space with no audience and no time pressure. A kitchen table with an hour free is worth more than a pull-aside moment at a family gathering. Number 3. Signal the intention. Say something simple. I'd like to talk about something that matters to me. Can we find a time this week? This gives the other person a chance to prepare, which means they are more likely to listen when the moment comes. When to use it. Before any conversation, where history suggests the topic will trigger a strong reaction in either person. When not to use it. Do not use it as a reason to postpone indefinitely. Choosing the right time is preparation, not avoidance. Worked example. You need to talk to your mother about a recurring comment she makes at family dinners. Instead of addressing it in the moment, you call her Tuesday morning and say, "Mum, I'd like to talk about something. Could we meet for coffee on Thursday?" That one move shifts the conversation from reactive to prepared. Eamon's note. I have watched more conversations fail in the first 30 seconds than at any other point. The setting is not a small thing. It is the ground the whole conversation stands on. Framework 2. A. Acknowledge the shared history. What it is. An explicit recognition, spoken aloud, that this conversation does not exist in isolation. What it is designed for. Reducing defensiveness by naming what both people already know. How it works. Number 1. Name the history without blame. You might say, I know we've had versions of this conversation before, and I know it hasn't always gone well. This is not an apology. It is an acknowledgement. Number 2. Separate the past from the present. Make clear that you are not here to relitigate old ground. You are here because you want something different this time. Number 3. Invite a fresh start. I'd like to try a different approach today. I want to actually hear what you think, not just state my case. When to use it. In any recurring conflict, where both people arrive already armed with their history, when not to use it. If the conversation is genuinely new territory, skip this step. Acknowledging history that does not yet exist creates a problem where none exists. Worked example. You are addressing a financial disagreement with a sibling. You open with, I know money has been a sore spot between us before. I'm not trying to go back over all of that. I just want to talk about this one thing clearly. That framing drops the defensiveness by about half before you've said anything of substance. Eamon's note. You're not just talking to a person. You're talking to a lifetime of shared history, of love and resentment, of joy and pain. Name it. It loses some of its power when you do. Framework 3. M. Manage your emotional response. What it is. The deliberate regulation of your own internal state during the conversation. What it is designed for. Keeping you in the conversation rather than flooding out of it. How it works. Number 1. Identify your physical signals. Know what your body does when you are about to stop listening. For some people, it is a tightening in the chest. For others, it is the urge to talk faster. Learn your signal. Number 2. Pause before responding. 3 seconds of silence is not weakness. It is the space between reaction and response. If you can learn to use it, it will change what you say next. Number 3. Use a grounding phrase. Something you say to yourself internally. I am here to understand, not to win. It sounds simple. It works when to use it. Every time. This step is not optional in any difficult family conversation. When not to use it. There is no situation where managing your emotional response is a mistake. The method changes, but the principle does not. Worked example. Your father says something that has always made you clench your jaw. You feel the familiar tightening. Instead of speaking, you breathe, you pause, and you say, that's interesting. Tell me more about why you see it that way. You did not agree. You did not capitulate. You bought yourself enough space to keep listening. Eamon's note. I have said my piece and not been heard more times than I can count. I have spoken without communicating. The moment I learned to manage my own reaction first, the other person finally started hearing me. This kind of emotional regulation is closely related to what I describe in the context of amygdala responses and high-pressure moments. The hijack that happens in team settings happens in family settings too, and the discipline required to counter it is the same. Framework 4. I. Identify the core issue. What it is. The process of cutting through the surface argument to find what the conversation is actually about. What it is designed for. Stopping both people from fighting about the wrong thing. How it works. Number 1. Ask the clarifying question. When you say X, what are you most worried about underneath that? This moves the conversation from position to need. Number 2. Reflect what you hear. So what I'm hearing is that you feel like your opinion doesn't count in this family. Is that right? Reflecting is not agreeing. It is demonstrating that you understood. Number 3. Name the invisible fence. Every family has unspoken rules about what can and cannot be said. When you name one carefully, you give both people permission to talk about what is actually happening. When to use it. When the argument has been going around the same loop for more than a few minutes, which means you are fighting the symptom, not the cause. When not to use it. If the issue really is as straightforward as it appears, do not manufacture depth. Sometimes the problem is the problem. Worked example. A sibling keeps bringing up the same grievance about who does more for your aging parents. You stop defending your choices and ask, what would it look like to you if things were fair? That one question shifts the conversation entirely. The core issue turns out to be feeling invisible, not the distribution of tasks. Eamon's note. In my experience, the thing people are arguing about and the thing they are hurt by are almost never the same thing. Find the real thing, and the conversation has somewhere to go. When you are struggling to start this kind of clarifying conversation at all, the principles behind how to start a difficult conversation that is blocking your team's synergy apply directly to family situations as well. Framework 5. L. Listen without judgment. What it is. The active, sustained practice of hearing the other person fully before forming your response. What it is designed for. Creating the conditions under which the other person feels genuinely heard, often for the first time in years. How it works. Number 1. Stop preparing your reply. The moment you start forming your counterargument, you have stopped listening. Every word you think internally is a word you did not hear externally. Number 2. Use your body to signal presence. Face the person. Keep your arms loose, not crossed. Nod when you understand. These physical signals tell the other person it is safe to keep going. Number 3. Ask open questions, not leading ones. How long have you felt this way? Is an open question. You didn't think I cared, did you? Is a trap. The difference matters enormously. Number 4. Tolerate silence. When they stop speaking, do not rush to fill the gap. Some of the most important things get said in the second pause, not the first. When to use it. This step is the heart of patient hearing. It belongs in every difficult conversation, every time. When not to use it. Listening without judgment does not mean listening without limit. If a family member is being abusive, you're not obliged to absorb it. You can stop the conversation and return when conditions are safer. Worked example. Your adult child comes to you with a complaint about how you handled something years ago. Your instinct is to explain yourself. Instead, you say nothing. You listen. They finish and then keep going and then say the thing they actually came to say. You could not have heard it if you had spoken first. Eamon's note. This is the step most people skip. They hear the first sentence and start drafting their response. Genuine patient hearing means staying open all the way to the end, even when it is uncomfortable. This quality of non-reactive listening is also what I describe in the context of using I statements to prevent blame cycles. Listening first gives you the information you need to speak from your own experience rather than from accusation. Framework 6. Why? Yield to find a solution. What it is. The deliberate shift from defending your position to working toward a shared resolution. What it is designed for. Ending the conversation with something both people can live with, rather than a winner and a loser. How it works. Number 1. State your willingness explicitly. I'm not trying to win this. I want us to find something that works. Say it out loud. It changes the atmosphere. Number 2. Offer one concrete concession, not a capitulation. A gesture that shows you are serious about resolution. I'm willing to do X if that would help. Number 3. Invite their contribution. What would you need to feel better about this? People commit to solutions they helped build. This question puts them in the seat beside you rather than across from you. When to use it. Once the core issue has been named and both people have been heard, do not rush to this step. A solution reached before both people feel heard will not hold. When not to use it. Yielding is not the same as surrendering your values or accepting treatment that crosses your limits. A family conversation is not a battle to be won, but it is also not an obligation to agree with everything said. Worked example. After a long conversation with your brother about a recurring family conflict, you say, I'm willing to take responsibility for my part in how this has played out. I've been defensive instead of listening. Can we agree to try a different approach going forward? That offer of shared ownership breaks the pattern. Eamon's note. Yielding is strength, not weakness. It takes more courage to reach for a solution than to stand your ground. Choosing the right step when you are already in the middle of it. Sometimes you enter a conversation with the best intentions and find yourself 3 steps in before you have a chance to prepare. Here is a quick reference for what to reach for depending on where things stand. Situation step to prioritize. Conversation has not started yet. F. Find the right time and place. Both people are already defensive. A. Acknowledge the shared history. You feel yourself about to flood. M. Manage your emotional response. You are going in circles. I. Identify the core issue. The other person does not feel heard. L. Listen without judgment. Both people are heard, but stuck. Why? Yield to find a solution. The steps are most powerful in sequence, but they are also tools you can reach for individually. If you are sitting across from a parent who is shutting down, go straight to L. If you are about to say something you will regret, go straight to M. The method gives you structure, Your judgment tells you which part of the structure to lean on. Knowing which tool to reach for in a difficult moment is a skill that applies equally to resolving conflicts that are fracturing team synergy as it does to family. The mapping principle is the same: assess the situation, then choose the appropriate step. Where patient hearing breaks down in practice. Let me tell you something I learned the hard way. You can know a method perfectly and still apply it badly. Here are the three places where patient hearing most commonly falls apart, even for people who know what they're doing. The mistake: moving to solutions before the other person feels heard. Why it happens: you can see the answer clearly and the conversation feels settled to you, but it is only settled for the person who spoke. If they have not been fully heard, they have not finished. What to do instead? Ask one more open question before you shift to step 6. Is there anything else you want me to understand before we talk about what to do? The mistake: treating acknowledgement as agreement. Why it happens: people conflate the two, and they fear that saying "I understand why you feel that way" means they are admitting fault. What to do instead? Be explicit. I understand why you feel that way. I see it differently, but I hear you. Both things can be true simultaneously. The mistake: attempting the full method in a moment of high conflict. Why it happens: knowing the method feels like permission to use it anywhere, but a method requires basic calm. If the room is at boiling point, no framework survives the heat. What to do instead? Name the need to pause. I want to hear you properly, and I can't do that right now. Can we come back to this in an hour? That is not retreat. It is step 1 of the method, applied late, but still applied. Giving clear, honest feedback within a family context has much in common with how to give feedback that strengthens rather than breaks connection. The same discipline around timing and tone applies. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Building real fluency with the family method over time. You will not apply this method perfectly the first time. You may not apply it well the third time. That is not failure. That is the nature of learning a skill that runs directly counter to your oldest instincts. Here is the truth of it: fluency comes from deliberate repetition, not from reading. After your next difficult family conversation, sit down and ask yourself which steps you used and which ones you skipped. One honest reflection after each conversation is worth more than a dozen readings of the method in isolation. Start with step 5. Listening without judgment is the core of patient hearing, and it is the step that creates the most change the fastest. Practice it in low-stakes conversations first. A disagreement with a neighbor. A friction point with a friend. The skill you build there becomes available when the stakes rise. For anything involving apology within family conversations, the discipline of the method connects directly to how to apologize in a way that actually restores trust. A sincere apology, as I write and say it right every time, is not about making yourself feel better. It is about making the other person feel heard and valued. That principle sits at the heart of the entire method. You will also find that the boundary method, also outlined in Chapter 9 of Say It Right Every Time, works alongside this framework for family members who repeatedly push past what you have already addressed. Patient hearing without clear limits can become a one-sided practice. The two methods were designed to work together. If the family conversation involves delivering a neutral account of a problem without escalating conflict, the discipline of step 4, naming the core issue without heat, is the same skill described under a different name. Frequently asked questions. What is the patient hearing method for family conversations? The patient hearing method is a structured approach to listening during emotionally charged conversations, in which you stay attentive and non-reactive long enough for the other person to feel genuinely heard. It requires deliberate preparation, emotional regulation, and the discipline to suspend your response until you have truly understood. The family method provides the 6-step framework for doing this. How do you practice patient hearing with difficult relatives? You practice patient hearing with difficult relatives by preparing yourself before the conversation, naming the shared history that makes it charged, managing your emotional response in the moment, identifying the real issue beneath the surface, listening without interrupting or judging, and then seeking a solution rather than a win. Each of those steps corresponds to one letter in the family method. Why is patient hearing harder with family than with anyone else? Family conversations carry decades of shared history, unspoken expectations, and emotional weight that no professional relationship can match. When a relative speaks, you are not just hearing their words today. You're hearing every version of that argument you've ever had before, and that history makes it nearly impossible to listen without reacting. What does the F in the family method stand for? The F stands for find the right time and place. Patient hearing cannot happen when either person is rushed, hungry, or already emotionally flooded. Choosing the right moment is not a soft consideration. It is the structural foundation that makes genuine listening possible in any difficult family conversation. Can the family method help with recurring family conflicts? Yes. Recurring family conflicts persist largely because the same conversation keeps happening without genuine listening on either side. The family method interrupts that cycle by building patient hearing into each stage, particularly the listen without judgment step, which is where most recurring conflicts finally break open. How long does it take to build patient hearing skills with family? Genuine patient hearing with difficult relatives takes consistent practice over months, not days. Most people need to use the family method deliberately in 4 or 5 real conversations before it begins to feel less effortful. The first attempt will be imperfect, and that is expected and acceptable. The hardest room to listen in is the one where you grew up. The people there know how to reach you in ways no one else can, and that knowledge cuts both ways. But patient hearing is learnable. The family method gives you 6 steps to hold onto when the conversation you most need to have is also the one that most tempts you to stop listening. Use the method. Practice it badly at first. Use it again. This much I know for certain: the families who learn to hear each other change, and the ones who do not keep having the same conversation until someone stops showing up. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.